take me out to the ball game, sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Records.
Good evening, afternoon, morning, baseball fans. Welcome to the 55th edition of the Crog and Plate Podcast and the second edition of the Crog and Plate Podcast trade deadline scenarios stuff.
Yes.
For the 2017 season that, yes, you heard, was Greg Hessen in an Alaska paramedics shirt.
I am.
Saving lives in the final frontier?
Possibly.
Okay, well, that's good.
Maybe that's my weekend job.
Maybe it's your weekend job that we don't really know about. Coincidentally, nothing to do with Alaska, but we are both leaving for the weekend.
We are.
Trade deadline weekend.
Yep.
And we are saying, bleep this, we're going to go sit in the woods for the weekend.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or float down a river.
Yep.
Or shoot things with BB guns.
Who knows?
So it could be a lot of things. Either way, we're both going to be up north, not in the same place.
Yep.
But coincidentally, we are both retreating for the forest. At this most, I don't know, news-breaking time of the baseball season.
It might be good, though.
Probably, yeah. Because
we're going to go on for a few days.
Yes.
And then when we come back, because I don't know about you, but I'm getting rid of the technology. I don't know why I said technology, but
I'm powering down. I'm not getting rid of the technology all that much.
I will be.
I have minimal cell phone service up there. But, so, I mean, I won't have that much internet at all. But I will be following internet type stuff at least Friday and Saturday night.
I will Friday before I leave, and then once Friday rolls around, I am not bringing anything with me except my cell phone, and I'm assuming I'm gonna have crappy service. So
yeah, you probably will. The backwoods of northern Michigan are not known for being well connected to cellular phone service, but that's okay. You need to disconnect every now and then. You'll come back Sunday night, you'll see the earth-shattering trades that have happened, or you won't, because teams seem to be doing business a little early this year.
They do.
The Tigers have already done something. They traded away J.D. Martinez a less-than-stellar prospect return. We talked about the Cubs and White Sox deals from last week.
We did.
We talked about all the early trades going down. And you know what? It doesn't seem like the actual July 31st trade deadline is going to be all that exciting.
I think it could be. I'm kind of with you, though, but I feel like there's going to be something that's going to happen.
I think it's going to be most of the deals are going to get done before July 31st. They're going to ramp up in intensity, but I have this feeling that the big trades that are going to go down, whether it's Justin Verlander, Yu Darvish, Sonny Gray, Steven, I don't know, anybody. Just pick a trade, any trade. It'll get done before that July 31st trade deadline. Kind of feels like it's trending that way right now. You see the sellers are selling earlier, which you could argue that makes it more of a buyer sort of thing. But yep. You know what? It's kind of a buyer's market right now.
It is.
There's a lot of pieces available, and not a lot of teams are really shopping at the moment.
No.
And I think that's kind of what we saw with that J.D. Martinez deal, why the Tigers didn't really get much. There aren't many teams looking for hitting. So the few that are, like the Arizona Diamondbacks, weren't really going to be paying that much because there were a lot of hitters available and not a lot of buyers out there.
Exactly.
Looking for power hitting outfielders.
I agree.
So that's kind of what happened, I think, with that. And I'm sure as a Tiger fan, you wish they would have gotten more for him.
I'm actually okay with the trade.
Really?
A lot of people, it's actually funny how when I found out it broke, I was kind of actually shocked they traded him. Because usually they kind of sit dormant and don't do anything, with the exception of the price and trade and all that. So at first I was like, they actually traded him. So they had the guts to do it.
Yes, they did.
And then, you know what? He was going to be a run-up player anyways, so you're not going to get it much for him. They got one of their better prospects. I know they weren't top 100, but I think he's top 3 in their farm system.
Okay.
So why not?
Right.
I'm okay with it. I'm one of the few Tiger fans, but you know what? Everyone's like, oh, we need to get the best. He's a rent-a-player. That means you'll get minimal prospects. I think they did fine.
Right, and that's where you got to look at it, too. It's like The Diamondbacks are trying to make a run to hold on to a wild card spot, exactly, and then maybe make a little bit of noise in October. But as we discussed last week, it feels like the National League playoffs are basically like that National League wild card is signing up to get thumped by the Dodgers in the wild card in the division series.
Exactly.
So I don't think they're not really paying for all that much of a run because they're not going to win the division.
No.
And they're going to play in that wild card game, which is totally a crapshoot.
Yep.
And if they win that wild card game, they're probably going to get swept by the Dodgers.
Yes.
So I
agree with you. I really do.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be paying too much for very many pieces there, especially because you got a team like the Diamondbacks who they're ahead of schedule. They were not expected to compete this year. They still got a lot of future to build, and I don't think they want to mortgage that future to basically show up for one or four or five games in October.
Yep.
So
I think it was a good move.
The other one that's going on, Tigers are active. They're going to trade Justin Verlander, I think. They're probably going to trade Justin Wilson. So you've got actually a lot to look forward to here, I think.
I do.
So look forward to might not be the word.
I know what you mean. I'm not looking forward to going into a dumpster fire sale, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we've talked about it before. You know I'm very open to the idea.
Yep.
And let's just do it. And if you're going to burn it to the ground, let's go. I know that sounds horrible, but you're going to rebuild. And might as well do it now. Get what you can. I don't want to see certain players go, but you know what? It is what it is. It's a business. Let's just do it.
We'll talk more about that starting pitcher trade market after the break But first, did you find that minor league story that
you were talking about? Oh. We can talk about it, though.
You can just describe it to me. It was the dugout dog.
Do you remember? Yeah, the dugout dog we talked about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, instead of chasing bats, during the innings, the catcher and the pitcher were warming up.
Yeah.
And instead of getting the bat, he was trying to chase the ball.
Okay.
And he chased it a couple times, and then the owner had to go out there and get him. But the pitcher and the catcher were laughing, and the umpires are standing there laughing. It was hilarious.
Oh, minor league baseball.
Yeah. And minor league baseball's fun.
Yeah, it is.
I just love the gimmicks.
Yeah. The dugout dog. When you first mentioned the dog chasing balls, I'm like, did like a player hit it and he like book it towards center
that
field?
That would be hilarious.
Like he just sort of took off from the dugout and go. I was like, that's mine. Yep. And that would have been great. Yep. We could have had like an Air Bud moment.
We could have.
Well, so
I still think it's funny.
What would the ruling be on that?
What would that be?
If a dog just catches a fly ball.
I guess it's technically depends what dugout it comes out of.
I guess.
If it comes out of you're hitting the ball, is it just a redo?
It wouldn't be a redo, no. I would think that it would be like a, I don't know, if it's like a ground ball towards center field, would you just give him the single? If a dog like picks up the ball before it can get to the outfielder,
yeah, I guess
that's kind of the way I think it would be.
Yeah,
or if it's whatever the result would normally be, single or a double or an out.
Yep.
I mean, I suppose the dog could intercept the ball on its way to the second baseman or something.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know. So I don't know what kind of athletic level dog we're talking about here. So
baseball's going to the dogs.
Baseball is going. How would a dog hit? Field, okay, they can't.
Well, they can pick up a bat.
They can't throw, though. You hit the ball, you catch the ball.
Well, I guess you'd have to make it in a way where they just drop it on the base.
I guess.
Because, if you played catch with a dog, it literally just drools all over it and then just drops it in your hand or your lap or whatever.
Or it just doesn't drop it. My dog does not like to give up the ball. I gotta wrestle it from him.
That's true.
So
there
I'm not sure baseball is the best sport for dogs.
No.
So
they could turn, well, then it'd just be frisbee. They could be frisbee somehow and do it.
Yeah, sure, but they still I'm not convinced a dog can hit.
Yeah.
Or throw.
We should experiment this.
How?
I don't know.
I'm not an expert with dogs. So
but if the dog can pick up a bat, I wonder if they could like somehow swing the bat.
Maybe you could teach dog to, I don't know.
You'd have to make the bat like specialty so they can hold it with their teeth.
Yeah.
And then, it has to be, make sure the dog's safe. Because then they have to wear the batting helmet too.
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're overthinking this.
We are.
Anyway, we'll talk about some trades next. Yes. Now that we're, are we officially in the dog days yet?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's close enough.
Yeah, I normally don't consider dog days to August, but you know what? We just talked about dogs for 5 minutes.
We did.
So There's plenty of going on that we're going to talk about that has nothing to do with dogs. It's going to have to do with starting pitchers, and there two of them specifically.
Yes.
Where they might get traded to and why they might get traded to certain places. We'll talk about that next on the Calling Plate Podcast on LastWordOnBaseball.com.
So relax. Let's have some fun out here. This game's fun, okay? Come on down. It's fun, goddammit.
And we're back to the Calling a Plate Podcast on LastWordOnBaseball.com. Another trade deadline edition. We'll have this is the last one before the actual deadline, Greg.
Yes.
We're not going to do this again because we're going to be sitting in the woods.
Yep.
And we're not going to do this on a trade deadline because why?
We could, but it'd be kind of boring.
We like to joke. I like to joke about, you know, we're going to finish recording and an hour later there's going to be a big trade.
That happened last week.
That did, yeah. It wasn't quite an hour, but it was before this podcast got posted. Yep. That the JD Martinez trade broke.
Yep.
So, yeah. Great time. That's the drawback of doing a not live podcast where you upload it and then people come to find you. It's that sometimes before you're able to officially publish something, a bigger story breaks and you weren't able to cover it. Or in our case, where we just sort of speculated about said JD Martinez trade. And he gets traded before this is out in the wilds of the internet.
Yes.
So with the caveat that that might happen again, this podcast very well could get published. You could start listening to it. And as we're talking about trading Justin Verlander to the Dodgers, Justin Verlander could get traded to the Cubs.
Yep. Or the Nationals or the Yankees.
Or the Yankees. Giancarlo Stanton could get traded to the Yankees.
Yeah.
It could. A lot of things could happen here.
Yes.
So keep in mind, we're recording this. What time is it right now, Greg?
2:52
on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
So if something breaks after 2:52 on Tuesday, we apologize, and I think Major League Baseball is an apology to us as well, because it'll have been the second time in 2 weeks that this has happened. So let's start with the speculations. We're going to start with your guy Justin Verlander. Yep. One of the things I think is really going to affect this trade market, and I think the Tigers really need to take action towards, as in not wait for this team to come to them, is the Clayton Kershaw back injury.
Yes.
Kershaw's going to be out for 6 to 8 months, or weeks, with an unspecified back injury.
Yep.
He should be back. He will be back in time for the playoffs, but until then, the Dodgers are going to have to, you know, keep winning games. Justin Verlander is not Clayton Kershaw.
Nope.
Justin Verlander is still a serviceable major league pitcher, and there's some people that think that if he went to a team that had a little more of a competitive outlook on life, that he would have some sort of career revival.
I don't know if he'll have the career revival.
No, but
he can help a team.
He'll pitch better than he has for the Tigers this year. How
yes,
about that?
I agree. And I think that they should try to get a deal done with the Dodgers because the Dodgers have a little more to give up now.
The Dodgers have everything the Tigers should be looking for.
Yep.
One, they have prospects.
Yes.
They have one of the best farm systems in baseball. It seems every year that they're calling up the rookie of the year. Yep. Two, they've got money.
Yep.
The Dodgers are filthy, stinking rich, and they can take on a lot more of that Justin Verlander contract than the Brewers or the Astros, any other competing team in need of starting pitching. So, therefore, you probably will get more of that contract off your hands. It's a great fit. I think that the Tigers should be reaching out to the Dodgers as opposed to waiting for the Dodgers to come knocking on the door.
Yep.
I don't want to sound desperate or anything, but just say, hey, you know what? Your NL Cy Young quality pitcher just got hurt again. Well, it turns out we have this guy who finished, you know, second in the AL Cy Young voting last year. For the right price, you know, you can have him too. And, you know, the 2012 versions of these would, you know, destroy the universe.
They would.
In terms of baseball. So the Tigers can play this right. I'm not quite sure they will. I'm not sure I trust their front office, to be honest.
I agree with you 150%.
This is kind of like the legacy-defining moment for Al Avila, who's been on this job now for 2 years.
Yep. And nothing's changed.
No. Like, and it's been literally over the offseason last year, nothing changed.
Nope, and they had potential to do it all. But back to the Verlander. Yeah. If you're that Tigers and you want to make that change, What do you say to the Dodgers? Hey, how much do you pay that contract, or do you go for prospects, or both?
If they want you to take, it's got to be proportional here. If you are taking on more of the contract, then you need to ask for more prospects. Yep. You need to determine your priority. If I am the Tigers, my priority is the quality of the prospects. As we talked about last week, I don't like talking about a Major League Baseball's team's money as if it were my own, because I don't know how much they have.
Yep.
Yes, you have that kind of soft spending cap of the luxury tax, but that's not a team might be able to afford that no problem. I can't say the Tigers can, but I also can't say that they can't.
Yep.
So if I'm the Tigers, I'm looking more towards stocking up for the future.
Yes.
I don't necessarily need major league ready prospects, but I need guys that are close. Guys that are going to be making an impact on my team within 2 years. They cannot rush this rebuild at all, and I think if they're really concentrating on emptying money, that feels like they're trying to more, okay, let's free up the books and then go spend more on free agents for next summer. I don't think that's the way they should be going about this. They need to be looking at it for more of an internal rebuild of their entire farm system, which has been gutted over the last few years.
It has, and they need to rebuild it big time.
Right. So that's why if the price is eating a little bit of Justin Verlander's contract in order to get better prospects, then I think that's the route you should take.
Yep.
Then again, if the Dodgers want to take the whole contract, don't offer anything as nice, but they, I don't know, I'd be okay with that too.
I say offer, yeah, I agree. They got to find the happy medium, but I would rather get rid of more of the money, to be honest. Then you can go out and get a better free agent or save the money. Well, that's a slippery slope.
Kind
because
of.
If the Tigers don't want to spend money and you dump the contract, then what's the point of saving the money? But if you can go get a prospect, say they pay 80% of the contract, I would like to see a decent prospect in return.
Yeah. I kind of would too. I feel like as the Tigers should be asking for that and nothing else. Prospects are the important thing. You don't, like I said, they don't need to be major league ready.
Nope.
They just need to be available, I guess. As far as Dodgers prospects you're looking for, where is their top prospect? It's a right-handed pitcher, Walker Buehler. He is, according to Baseball America, the number 17 overall prospect. That's the tops in the Dodgers system. Right-handed pitcher. I mean, sure, you can go for him. You can always ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars. But if you're the Dodgers, I'm not entirely sure you're going to give up your top prospect who just got called up to AAA. Yeah, he didn't really do all that well in his AAA debut, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I would, why not ask for the sun, moon, and stars? Exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just go for it. And then if you know what, that's how trading gets done. Then you wheel and deal at that point.
Right. And I mean, we're not prospect people.
No.
I don't tend to follow many teams' farm systems. So if you're looking for a specific name from this place, you're not going to find one. But I think that's the sort of thing that the Tigers should be going for. The Dodgers aren't the only team involved in a potential Justin Verlander deal. There's also the Cubs, who probably would not give up as much as the Dodgers would.
No.
They've already gotten one starting pitcher this trade season. I don't think they're going to be looking to get another one, especially not the type of price that the Tigers are going to ask for. So I the Cubs, they seem heavily linked, but if I'm the Tigers, I look for a little more of a better option than that.
I agree.
So
maybe they should go knocking on the Nationals door.
What do you mean?
With Strasburg possibly being hurt.
Right, yeah. That's not a bad idea either. I've heard a lot of links between the Nationals and Sonny Gray with the A's, though. Just the way it seems to be working out here. The A's are looking for young outfielders. The Yankees apparently have some targets they're looking at. The Sonny Gray stuff, it's juicy. It's good. It'd be a good move for the Nationals, who are in a very similar situation to the Dodgers when you look at it.
Yep.
They're one of their big starting pitchers. Not their number one starting pitcher, but a good starting pitcher just got hurt.
He did.
They're gonna turn to the trade market. Who knows how long Strasburg is gonna be out. Yep. So, you know what? Go grab Sonny Gray. The Tigers can probably go to the Nationals too, try and get Verlander, but the Nationals don't quite have the pieces as the same ones that the Dodgers do.
That's true.
So I think you're gonna see the Dodgers make a pitching trade first, whether it's Verlander, whether it's Gray, who knows. Then it's when you're gonna see the Nationals go. Because the Dodgers are going to set the price.
Yes.
They have all the resources. At the same time, that might mean they'll end up waiting and the Nationals will do their thing first and then the Dodgers will play off of that. But you got a couple big pitchers available and you got a couple of teams that are in desperate need for starting pitching.
Yes.
That's kind of where the starting pitching market sits right now, if you ask me. I do think some of this stuff is going to get done fairly quickly. Yu Darvish is another one. It's kind of interesting, actually. I'm not convinced that Yu Darvish. I'm not entirely sure why the Rangers are trading him.
No, yeah, there's no. I wouldn't.
They're right there in the race, which is to me, why would you want to dump pitching? I know he's done at the end of the season. He's probably not going to re-sign, so you kind of want to get something for him. But as we discussed last week and seem to be discussing every week, the American League wild card is sort of a mess. The Rangers are only 3.5 games out. Yeah, they're 3 games under 500. They're kind of like right on that sell-buy line or sell or stand pat line, I would say. So I guess Yu Darvish, if they trade him away, that's basically saying, no, we're not going anywhere this season. So why are we going to... Why hang on to this guy and then lose him in free agency for nothing? I guess it's kind of... I personally wouldn't trade him, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't know if I would unless the right offer comes along because, like you said, they're right on the edge. But I think in looking at the wild card, I think there's too many better teams that are going to make it before they do.
That probably also means they're going to trade away Andrew Cashner, who is quietly having a solid season, 3.6 ERA. His strikeouts are down, but you can probably fetch a mid-level prospect for him. So Andrew Cashner makes some sense. And if you're going to trade away one starting pitcher with an expiring contract, why not trade away another starting pitcher with an expiring contract?
Exactly.
So it makes sense to me, I suppose. So R.A. Dickey, perhaps?
He's old, though.
He is, but he's been an innings eater for the Braves.
That's true.
Other names that sort of intrigue me here.
Derek Holland's always one that gets mentioned every year.
See, it seems like it, yeah. And he's with the White Sox. And the White Sox seem to be selling everybody with, you know, two functioning legs and a functioning throwing arm here.
So he might, who knows?
So, yeah, I don't think the White Sox are done, no. At all. They're still in sell-off everything mode. And Derek Holland, well, not exactly something, like, super crazy. He's a pitcher.
Yep.
He works. If a team's looking for a mid-level starter on the cheap, Derek Holland might not be a bad idea there. There was another one. Anibal Sanchez. Ooh.
I think no one wants that contract.
I don't think anyone wants that contract
unless it's
going
to be one of those sneaky trades that could happen. I mean, we haven't seen a sneaky trade this year.
That's true.
But I don't think that's going to be the sneaky trade.
I feel like this is a too clever of a move for Al Avila to put together.
Could you imagine if you market him and Wilson? I think you could get something for it.
Justin Wilson, you will get. I think Justin Wilson can actually get you the highest return possible.
I agree.
Out of Tigers trade pieces. Yep. Just the way that relievers have been valued lately, the way he's kind of come out and done very well for you, the way you don't need him right now, I think you're going to be able to get a pretty good return for him.
I agree.
And you never, you know what? Package him with Verlander, ship him to the Dodgers for prospects 1, 2, and 5 in their system.
That could happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why they haven't even done that deal yet.
Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. So
not really.
Trades sound easy when you're talking about them, but in order to get them to actually go down.
Because we've been talking about this now for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming. You had 2-3 weeks to do it. I'm surprised that's why. I'm not saying it started yesterday. It could take a few days.
It could.
But, I don't know. It's like me and you talking about trading stuff back and forth.
Right.
I mean, not to the extent of, you know, I'll give you this much money, but use baseball cards, for example. You know?
I haven't traded baseball cards in a long time.
But you traded them, be like, I'll give you, say, Miguel Cabrera's rookie card for, I don't know, Barry Bonds. and you say
$20.
No, but then you like counter and be like, well, I'll give you this card and that card. That's my point.
Yeah. It's a lot more complicated than me just saying, hey, let's call up the Dodgers and say, hey, you want Verlander? Well, this is the price. Yep. Give it. Give me. Okay, let's go. Yep. So
you can't take the easy trades off or whatever it is on baseball.
No.
On the like the video game. What is it? No, anyone can get traded?
Yeah.
Whatever the
No, the teams will not reject trades. No, you're not building a super team here. Yep. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna trade away my my 35-year-old double A player for Clayton Kershaw, Mike Trout, or Manny Machado.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Aaron Judge.
Or Aaron Judge, yeah, there you go. So but no, trading's a lot more complicated than that. So the Anibal Sanchez one just it feels like I don't know. I feel like the wheels are going to come off on Anibal Sanchez at any time. He's done very well since they promoted him.
He did. But, and give him credit for that. But if someone comes along, I think you take it.
Absolutely. And if you're the Tigers, you don't expect much for him because, I mean, that's a whatever team gets him owes him about $6 million for the rest of this year plus a buyout of the 2018 option. So basically you're going to be paying, what, $11.5 million for half a season of a blech pitcher.
Do you think you can get any prospects for him, though?
Nothing good.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
I mean, what's like, give me a team prospect ranking minimum you would want for Anibal Sanchez without having to pick up any of the contracts.
Without picking up.
Are we talking like bag of baseballs or potential long shot player?
I would do, if I'm still going to take all the contract, I want a top 10. I don't know if that would happen. But if we're going to eat the contract, or they are, a bag of balls.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, get this contract off my books.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Or a long shot. I like the long shot.
I say I would want a little more than a bag of baseballs.
Some super rope?
Maybe a hitting tee. A couple bats to swing at that hitting tee.
You don't want any super rope or peanuts?
No, I don't need peanuts. No. I can get plenty of peanuts. Yeah, the rope, I mean, what do I need rope for?
The super licorice rope.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Okay, yeah. You know, throw some
I think
that
it's called super rope, isn't it?
You would know better than me.
I don't know.
I feel like you're more in tune with the candy world than I am. I'm not very in tune with candy world. So,
But the
rope licorice, can I get the sour kind?
Yes.
Okay, if it's sour kind, it's a deal. Other than that, I don't need any food. I don't need the basic rubber in your mouth licorice type stuff. Yeah. If it's got the sour coating on it, I'm all for it.
And they do have it. It is Red Vine Super Rope.
Oh, okay. There we go. So Super Rope, bag of baseballs, a tee, and a couple bats for Anibal Sanchez.
That sounds like not a good deal.
No, probably not. But essentially, you just want to get that contract out of you there. So, yeah. Other pitchers that are available, Blue Jays have Marco Estrada and Francisco Liriano with expiring contracts. You might see them get dealt just because you like to see the teams will look to deal, especially the Blue Jays with an expiring contract like that. Not going to get much for them. Jay Happ, possibly. His contract's up after next year. Yep. So the Blue Jays definitely should be a selling team. If we look at longer term deals. I mean, if the Rangers are going to trade away Yu Darvish and what have you, why not dangle Cole Hamels out there? But talk about bad contracts.
That was a horrible contract.
I mean, Cole Hamels isn't bad,
but it was a bad contract.
The $22.5 million in 2017 and 18. Is he really a $20 million pitcher anymore? No, not really. So, as far as longer term contracts you're going to deal, I think it's basically Sonny Gray and Justin Verlander.
Yep.
That's basically it. I mean, Justin Verlander is making $28 million through 2019. So, yeah, we'll see about that.
We'll see.
But all right, so I bet by the time you're listening to this podcast, or by the time Greg pulls into his driveway on his way home today, by the time I am home from work tonight, a big trade is going to go down. Luckily, hopefully this podcast will be out in the wild by then,
yep,
and you'll be able to hear us speculate our total nonsense over what may or may not happen, but you never know.
You never know.
So I look forward to next week when we talk about whatever trade happens in an hour.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, what do we got next, Greg?
Bold predictions?
Bold predictions. Greg found, what, seven?
I did.
Seven bold trade deadline predictions. Yep. We're going to rank them and assess them in terms of realisticness. Is yes. that a word?
Yes, realistic. Oh, okay. Realisticness.
Greg can't even say it.
We'll cannot.
But we'll talk about it next in the Crying and Play podcast on lastonbaseball.com. A people shot.
What do we got here? Red, the Salvation Army Band?
Bob Fisher?
Who wants to know?
I'm Roy Hobbs, your new right fielder.
My what?
Right here.
Scotty Carson sent you here?
That's right.
Must be nuts.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
And we're back to the Crying and Plate podcast on lastwordonbaseball.com, and Greg found a list.
I did.
I'm not going to guess the list, but he's going to go through the list, and we're going to talk about how realistic these trade ideas are.
Yep.
So, Greg, give me, what order are these? Are they ranked at all? Or
no, they're just a list,
ones?
Just random. There's no
okay.
realm or...
No.
There's just seven of them, but they're not in ranked one through.
Where did you find this probably cockamamie creation?
CBS Sports.
CBS Sports. Was it John Heyman?
It is Mike Exis? Or Exis?
Never heard of him. Anyway, begin. So it's at CBS Sports. This is not some crappy clickbaity website. Somewhere a little more legitimate. What do you got, Greg?
Dodgers finally make move for Darvish.
Well, we just talked about this sort of.
We did.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think that this is a 5.
I'm going to say a little bit lower. I'm going to go 4.
4? Okay. Yeah. See, I think I'm not convinced they're going to go for Darvish. I think they'd rather have have someone like Verlander who they'll hang on to, or Sonny Gray who they'll hang on to for longer.
I agree.
Would I be surprised if this happens? No, which is why I'm going to go with a 5. It's kind of sitting there in the middle. Yeah. It's not super bold. Anyway, next.
Astros get Gray.
Based on reports, it doesn't seem likely, but it's not a stupid idea. The Astros, like all the other competitors, need starting pitching.
Yep.
So why not Sonny Gray? I mean, their injuries have happened on the other side of the ball, but sure, Sonny Gray, I'll say that's a 6.8.
6.8?
Yes.
I'm going to go 50-50 on this one.
Okay, so you wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but
no.
Not expecting it.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Verlander stays put.
I don't think this is going to happen. I do not have confidence in the Tigers front office, but I do think they're going to trade Verlander.
I agree.
So I'm going to go with 2.
A 2?
Yeah, as in that is bold, and it's not going to happen probably.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Really?
Yes,
okay.
Because I agree with you 150% that they might not have the guts to do it, but if I think the right deal comes along, if it comes to them, and they're like, okay, they'll do it.
Yeah.
And I think there's enough chatter and there's enough going on out there that a team is going to be crazy enough to try to do it.
And the front office will get roasted.
Yes.
That would
I.
Be.
But would it, if he stays put, will I be shocked? No, because of the reasons we just talked about. But I really believe a team's going to come along and try to lowball the Tigers. And if that deal comes in, they're going to take him.
All right. Number 4.
Yankees stay busy, but keep their prospects.
This is so vague.
Yep.
Stay busy. What does that mean?
That says that's the headline.
What does that mean? Stay busy. I honestly think the Yankees should be standing pat. They shouldn't be doing anything else right now, because they're gonna be good for a long time. Yeah, you want to maximize your opportunities here, but it's not like their opportunity is going to go anywhere. Their window is opening. It's not even all the way open yet. There will be seasons where they will have a better chance of winning the World Series than they do regardless of what trades they make this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, the stay busy part. Yes, they're going to keep their prospect, but they're not going to stay busy while doing it. If they mean stay busy, maybe they're going to make some crack trade involving, I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Yankees are done. I feel like they've made their moves. They've got their bullpen back together.
They did.
They've got their third baseman that the Red Sox wanted. I'll talk about more on that in a minute. And then just, yeah.
Yep.
So, two.
I'm with you. I'm going to say low one or two.
Want to be bold? They trade Aaron Judge for Mike Trout. I don't know.
That would be one hell of a trade. It's pointless, but why not?
We're going to trade the soon-to-be best player in baseball for the actual best player in baseball. That'd be a good idea. Anyway, next.
Involving your team.
Okay.
Do they add a third baseman? The Reds.
They have to. But like I said, I'll just go on this diatribe now.
Uh-oh.
The Yankees made that Todd Frazier trade with the White Sox last week. Like, it wasn't an hour after we recorded. It was like a day or two. But that's the trade the Red Sox needed to make. That very same deal. They needed Todd Frazier. They needed David Robertson. If the Red Sox had made that trade before the Yankees, I would have said they're winning the World Series. Well, that's probably an exaggeration, but you get what I mean.
Yep.
That would have been the exact trade that they needed to make. Now, I'm not convinced that the right third baseman is out there, and they're just kind of hold on to what they've already got. And so the prediction was it just a question?
It was just a question, I guess.
I'll say a six in realisticness if they do get a third baseman. I'll be disappointed with whatever it is. Because they should have made that Todd Frazier deal. That just pissed me off when I saw Todd Frazier get dealt to the Yankees. And yeah, anyway.
Fair enough. And then finally, Padres overplay their hand, as in their reliever Brad Hand.
Ah, I see what they did there.
But they think that they're asking too much for him.
They probably are. The Padres, I mean, the reliever market is kind of the strongest market for a seller. A lot of teams will need relievers. Relievers are usually very cost-effective type pitchers, and there's a lot of them available. But you can't. They're still middle relief pitching. You can't ask all that much for them. Yeah. I haven't entirely heard what the asking price is for a guy like Hand, but I don't know. They probably are trying to ask for too much for it because it's a relief pitcher, man. Come on.
Yep.
So was that all?
And there's one more.
One more. Okay, I lost count. So.
Brewers stay the course and avoid a splashy move.
Yes, I think this is very realistic.
I agree.
Because I think the Brewers know that they have no business being where they are. They don't have the resources that they want to give up for a Sonny Gray or a Verlander or a Darvish or just I don't think the Brewers are really going to do all that much. They might make a minor, like mid-level move, but I don't think they're going to go out and get a big name type superstar
agree.
Level player.
I think they're just happy to be where they're at, and whatever happens.
Yeah, and they sort of need to keep pace with the Cubs, I suppose. But at the same time, I don't think they need to really. They don't need to mortgage their future for a season that they never were expected to do anything in anyway.
Yep.
So that's all of them.
Yes.
Do you have anything else today, Greg?
No, I think those are the ones that everyone's, going to think something's going to happen. But I still think there's going to be a sneaky move that someone's going to pull off.
And there always is.
And they'll be like, what? And it'll either be angry or great trade.
Well, and then that we won't know until the future.
Yep.
So it's a weird market.
It is very
this year. This is the mess known as the American League wildcard race because you have two teams that are seemingly head and shoulders above everybody else. It's a strange trade deadline.
It is.
And Greg and I will recap the entire damn thing after we're done sitting in the woods for a weekend, floating down rivers, firing firearms, and drinking beer. Because that's just what you do when you go out camping, right?
That's what you do when you camp.
Absolutely is. Any last words here?
No. Enjoy the trade deadline for whoever's going to be following it.
Whoever's not disconnecting it, connecting from the universe.
Yeah, whoever's not disconnecting from the universe, have fun.
Yep.
And then when I get back connecting, I will see what happens.
Sounds good. All right, Greg, we'll talk to you guys next week. All the post-deadline chatter as we enter the dog days of August on the Crowding Plate podcast on LastWordOnBaseball.com. I don't care if I never get back.